Pat, can we get a microphone to Pat? It's coming. While it's on its way to Pat, a similar one to the hymn that Jeffrey chose. Mine is Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Paul struggles through Romans 7 and talks about his incredibly flawed life, and then he transitions and says, there is therefore now no condemnation. What a promise. So, Pat.
My verse is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. That goes through my mind often. It reminds me that he's always with me, and it gives me peace and comfort.
A good word. Back to Toby. He's still recovering. You're doing well. Toby.
You know, when Cheryl passed, I went through a state of being angry. And the first scripture that I read was, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And that's what I was doing. Is that in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. So that's my favorite.
Wow. Good word. Good word. Thank you. Anyone else? Terry's?
Mine has been Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. This has just been a wonderful transition in my mind for me. It's very easy for me to think about negative, upsetting things, and this verse pops up that says, no, that's not what you're supposed to think about.
Yeah, amen.
In fact, give this more time in your head.
It almost doesn't need to be expounded. It just says it all. Thank you. Someone else. Chris.
I don't have a life verse, but I have a lot of go-to verses.
Uh-huh.
And Romans 8:28 is one. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of him. There's so much in this world that's evil, and bad things happen to us, even out of our control. But the fact that God can bring good out of it, such a comfort to me. One of the verses.
Good. Perfect. Go-to verses. Lori.
I'm kind of like Chris. I don't have a life verse, but I have a lot of verses that have influenced me. And lately, it's been Isaiah 43, the second part of verse 1 into verse 2. Do not be afraid, for I've ransomed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. And when I was thinking about what verse to share this week, everything that I saw, including other verses, was about how God doesn't necessarily take you out of the circumstances. He's there with you, and he will never leave you.
Amen. Good word. Sheila.
I referenced it earlier, but the Nehemiah verse, it's 8:10, where Nehemiah is speaking the word of the Lord, and it says, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is the sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the Lord gave me this verse when I was young, and I spent a lot of my young life overthinking things. And I think that, and I've spent a lot of my older life mourning the fact that the church has become, we've walked away from our first love of our passionate devotion and excited service. We have become a rote motion going through. We've become a lot of like what the Jews became in the time of Jesus. And I've mourned that it's a lot of, we have a lot of, I'm trying to think of the word in English because I think of it, it's just like responsibility rather than passion and excitement like a child serving the Lord. And so while when I was younger, this made me happy because I spent a lot of time overthinking and the Lord was like, stop, be joyful about who I am. Now I look at this and I think this is a people who thought that they were being the people of God for a long time. In exile, they were in a worldly place thinking that they were being the people of God. And when they heard the real word of the Lord, finally, again, they came back to Jerusalem. They heard it and were mourning. I mean, they did Jewish rites of mourning. They tore their clothes. They were mourning. They were crying and weeping because they realized they hadn't been faithful like they thought. And the Lord and the leaders said, no, don't take the time to stop and mourn, because celebrate that you have thought you've been serving him, but now you know the real thing, and be joyful so that people see who God really is. And so I think it's given me hope at every section of my life. And I'm sorry it took me that long to talk it out, but it has reminded me that though I have been a Christ follower since I was smaller than Slade, it's not hopeless if I have been serving in a way that's maybe not the way I should. The joy of the Lord will always be something that can show his love to other people. So.
Great. Ron?
Three, we have these words of admonition. Whatever you do, do it heartily. Heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men. And in Psalms, we also have that. Those words, not to us, O Lord, but to your name be the glory and the honor. So if you shake hands with somebody, do it heartily. Yeah, okay, whatever you do, sing.
Yeah, work.
Work, yeah, in your work and in your play, like Laurie's song said.
Yeah.
And in our work and in our play, praise the Lord.
Amen. Going to have our closing prayer at 11:45, and we have 6 minutes. 6 minutes and a song. So who else? Okay, Bonnie. Bonnie has the whole Bible memorized. Yeah.
Before they get up, I think that's a good thing. So I do enjoy reciting or saying some scriptures, but that commitment. But recently, I got excited about Colossians. I think somebody else had a verse from Colossians. It was Ron Sprunger, I think, from Colossians, right? I've been trying to write them down as you've been saying them to think of people who's had these. But Colossians 3, 1 through 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. For you have died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall appear with him in glory. And I'm asking God every day as I work through my day, okay, as I move through this day, how do I set my affection on you? And not on the things of the earth, and lead me to do
acts of kindness and goodness. And it's surprising, as I think through, that God is leading me to do small things that can help someone or encourage them, meet with somebody or just do something to encourage people. But set your affections. So where are your affections? Where is the love of your life? Because if it's in anything temporal, my affection was on Braun deeply, okay? And I lost him. Yeah. And God said, I left you behind, Bonnie. I didn't take you. I took him first. I've got something I want you to do. I want you to love me more deeply than you ever have before. Mm. I want you to know me better than you ever would have with distractions of just yep. serving others. That just, you know, Ron was everything, my support. He said, you got lessons to learn. And until we're done, you're here. We are like that. And when he's finished, then we're ready to be born again into heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so set your affections on things above. Yeah. Think about that. Not on things on the earth. For you've died. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. Where's Christ? Sitting at the right hand of God.
Amen.
So seek those things. Seek them. It's not, okay, folks, we're not just sitting here. I know, I speak to myself. We're not just sitting here. Coasting, like, hey, no, we're on a quest.
Amen. She came walking up, paging through the Bible, and then she quoted the whole thing without having the Bible there. And, you know, she was talking about those acts of kindness. When we have VBS, and the next person, the last person, can make their way to the microphone, or the second to last. But anyway, when we have God sightings in VBS, the kids invariably will talk about somebody that bought their lunch at McDonald's. They didn't know who they were. You know, there's, you know, there. And I remember one time I paid for groceries for the lady in front of me. She didn't have the money. And the person that was with me and said, why did you do that? He was incredulous that I would do that. And I said, because I could, and because I felt I was called. So, Fabio. And then Ron, I see, but.
One verse that spoke to me many times is Habakkuk 2:14. Mm-hmm. We tend to be lost into the daily grind, into the little things of life and the challenges of reaching out people for Christ sometimes looks overwhelming, but Habakkuk 2:14 says, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. So we can look at the final picture and we see that the Lord wins.
Amen. Amen. Ron.
I've been a teacher all my life and an ideal setting. We learn from each other, not just the teacher, but this experience this morning was powerful.
Yes.
We learn from each other. It was a great sermon.
Amen.
Yeah. God's word says, when you gather together, each one brings a psalm, a hymn, yep. a tongue.
Amen. Good word. Did you have something? Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Really? Anyone else? Okay. I totally agree with Ron. This has been powerful for me, and I pray that it's been powerful for you too. You know, I'm singing some of my favorite songs here. Let's stand. And let's sing, God be with you till we meet again. And I say, let's just sing just the first verse. This song, I remember the first time I ever heard this song was when my oldest sister was married to is married. I just spent the whole weekend with them. They're 83 and 84. But when Al was installed as the pastor at Kenoy Brethren in Christ Church, as he was leaving New Guilford Brethren in Christ Church to go to Lancaster County to be this pastor, the church sang this song to him. So it's significant from the time I was 6 years old.